we're going to take a look at it.
The August job numbers mark the 30th month of private sector job growth, but just barely. Experts say the economy needs to add at least 100,000 new jobs each month just to keep up with population growth. Economist Marcus Schommer at Pine Bridge Investments called the latest jobs report underwhelming.
The non-farm payroll number, 96,000, that was quite disappointing. I was looking for a much stronger increase. In fact, my forecast was 175,000.
So what happened? Schommer believes the job numbers reflect growing uncertainty over the country's economic direction.
It is the uncertainty over taxes, the uncertainty over spending, the uncertainty over politics, the uncertainty over Congress, and I think that's exactly what's holding back business activity, business sentiment, and at the end of the day, it's holding back hiring.
With less than 9 weeks to go before Americans head to the polls, the sluggish job market could hurt President Barack Obama's re-election chances. Michael K. Farr is head of an investment firm in Washington and has written several books on surviving the economic downturn. He says the latest job numbers could be problematic for the president.
It's crucial politically. It's less crucial economically, I think. I think you can look back and there have been no presidents reelected when unemployment's north of 8%. So for President Obama, this is a very tricky detail.
External factors could also play an outsized role in whether companies hire workers. Farr says a downturn in Europe, the United States' largest trading partner, may hurt the president.
Europe is a huge threat right now. The euro and the survival of the euro in what are insolvent sovereign economies. Well, it's hard to call Europe a surprise, but it could be the October problem.
The unemployment rate has remained above 8% since February 2009, a fact Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney argues is reason for Americans to choose a new leader. But in accepting his nomination for a second term, President Obama asked for more time. And on Friday, he reminded Americans that his policies have added 4.6 million private sector jobs, following the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.